John, how have you used the international break? Because obviously it's been a couple of weeks without a game, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've used it a bit of both. We've rested the players who need resting, the lads who've played a lot of minutes. We've managed to get a couple of the little niggles back, and they've advanced a little bit more with Rev. And then we've come back Monday, really back to what we know best, which is back on the training pitch. And we've trained really well this week based on the back of those two good wins against Millwall and Sheffield. So we've really built on the positives from them two games, and the things that I thought we did really well, we've just emphasised that and then maybe tried to take that up a little bit more. So really good. I thought the game management from them two games was excellent, and that's what we've really worked on in the last week, and also building towards Shrewsbury out the weekend.
Yeah, back into what, to all intents and purposes, is a local derby. I mean, traditionally it was always the local derby for this club going back down the years.
Yeah, they've been good over the last year for me, because it was my first game, and then I thought we performed really well at home as well. So two really good results from what you call my teams. So I'm looking to do the same this weekend. I know they're in transition. We've just got to be wary of them, because it will turn for them. We just got to make sure we concentrate on ourselves, but still respect them enough to know what they're going to bring to the table, really.
I know it was at Shrewsbury, but it was, as you say, your first game when Dean left, wasn't it, the night after, and that was some occasion, I remember, wasn't it?
Yeah, we asked for a response from that. I got that, and I'm looking for the same again. There's always this grey area when you've just had an international break and it's 2 weeks without a game, but I think the way we trained this week, the lads have put that to bed, and they've raised it up to another level, so we'll have no problems with that. And if we can get the same kind of atmosphere we had away with the fans, then that's what I'm looking to create, really, and see if we can just play our style of football, but also try and create problems for them.
And clearly without a manager, that they've got one or two problems at the moment that you'll be hoping to exploit.
Yeah, exploit, but again, it's a wounded animal in a way. So I understand from my playing days and from all my coaching roles, it's a dangerous one. And it's one that they'll be looking to pick up points from. And Danny will have them drilled. They did well against Bradford for periods of the game. We've got to make sure that we try and just limit their momentum and just try and play our game. And hopefully that'll see us through.
You don't get many goalkeepers as managers, do you, these days? Obviously, Danny's one.
Well, you don't get many physios either, so they could probably be saying that on their end. So either way, but he'll want to win. And I know he probably doesn't want the job, he said, permanent, but he'll still want to go out on a win if they're going to bring somebody in either after this game. But you could see what he was trying to do. He's not changing too much, but you could see bits at Bradford and that he's trying to probably put in himself. But we've just got to look at their personnel, which isn't going to change, and look if we can pick a team that can go and exploit that.
And there's quite a few teams on 12 points at the moment. It's congested. A win will give you some breathing space. You're on 13, obviously, just now.
Yeah, it's really tight down there. And I'm sure if we can get something from this in Gillingham, it can just put us up into the top half, which is what we're after. And we're looking to make it one loss in seven. And if we can do that, then I'm sure we'll be in a really good place after the game.
And Shrewsbury will bring a few, which should add to the atmosphere, shouldn't it, as well?
Yeah, it's good. I went to the England game today, and that was the band helped. I'm not sure we're going to get a band, maybe a couple of tambourines, possibly. But yeah, it was good on for the England game as well. But I'm hoping we can create a really good derby atmosphere, because as I've said before, it is really important. If we can try and be that catalyst and that spark to get things going, then the fans can carry it forward, hopefully.